With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump signing an executive order yesterday renaming the Department of Defense as the Department of War, the title last used in 1947. President Trump says he thought long and hard about rebranding the Defense Department to the Department of War.
We won the First World War. We won the Second World War. We won everything before that and in between. And then we decided to go woke and we changed the name to Department of Defense. So we're going Department of War.
Trump says the rebrand will send a message to America's enemies and allies alike. A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from ending temporary legal protections for Venezuelans and Haitians.
The ruling means 600,000 Venezuelans whose temporary protections expired in April or whose protections were set to expire September 10th have status to stay and work in the U.S. It also protects about 500,000 Haitians. U.S. District Judge Edward Chen, who issued the ruling, says Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem exceeded her authority in ending protections. I'm Mike Hempen.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says his party is developing a strategy to confirm a series of President Trump's nominees in batches over the next coming weeks.
We've got to figure out how to make sure we've got the votes to move it. And so we've been having those conversations here, and I hope that we get to a spot where we're ready to move. And if things go according to plan, I think we get on that next week.
Senator Thune made his comments on the Salem Radio Network. Russian President Vladimir Putin says that any foreign troops developed to Ukraine or deployed to Ukraine, particularly while its invasion is still ongoing, would be considered legitimate targets by Moscow. Putin's comments came yesterday after European leaders repledged their commitment to a potential peacekeeping force. This is SRN News. A leading university is teaching a course on theft. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
The New School in New York City is offering a sociology class called How to Steal, LSOC 3109 in the catalog. It is described as, quote, a field-based seminar that will explore the politics, ethics, and aesthetics of theft in a world where accumulation is sacred, dispossession is routine, and the line between private property and the public good is drawn in blood. Students will produce speculative strategies for redistributing wealth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some of South Carolina's top lawyers say the law allowing for family leave after the birth of a child should also provide at least 6 weeks of paid time off when a baby is stillborn. The South Carolina Attorney General's office says giving birth to a stillborn child is psychologically identical to giving birth to a living child, although far more traumatic. This is SRN News. A federal agency tasked with issuing visas and green cards to immigrants will soon expand its ranks to law enforcement, adding armed forces to root out immigration fraud.
U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, or USCIS, provided details about the plans Thursday after a federal rule change was finalized under Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. USCIS Director Joseph Edlau said in a statement, quote, "This historic moment will better address immigration crimes, hold those that perpetrate immigration fraud accountable, and act as a force multiplier for DHS and our federal law enforcement partners, including the Joint Terrorism Task Force." Bernie Bennett reporting.
AI company Anthropic has agreed to pay $1.5 billion to settle a class action lawsuit by book authors who say the company took pirated copies of their works to train its chatbot. The landmark settlement, if approved Monday, could mark a turning point in legal battles between these companies. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.